Advantage on their side. Whiskey Delta 9 at Golf November Fox. KJ4 Zulu Mike Victor 7-3.
November 4, Hotel Ocean Zanzibar Mobile in Tampa, Florida. QSL?
Yeah, roger on the Tampa, Florida. Timmy got you there, my friend. November 4, Hotel Ocean Zanzibar. KJ4, Zulu Mike Victor, Terrence over here in Clarksville, Indiana. Top of the good evening to you. Good afternoon. How you doing this afternoon, over?
Doing great, Terrence. Nice to meet you. You've got an excellent signal here in Florida. And your audio is just want to say,
Yeah, the Tar Heels are excellent. I mean, I know some people that use them for base station antennas. Doing a great job for you. Thank you for your years of service in the United States Army. I also retired from the United States Army after 25 years. I see that you spent 22 years in the United States Army, and none of those you spent over in Germany. Well, good deal, man. Thank you so much for your service to our wonderful country. Good deal, man. You are definitely doing a great job there coming into Indiana there, Roger. Roger, roger on that there, my friend. Take care, Tim. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. And thank you so much for taking the call. I really appreciate it. All the good numbers to you and your family, my friend. November 4, Hotel Ocean Zulu, KJ4, Zulu Mike Victor, 7-3. Sierra Alpha Delta again, please.
Romeo Foxtrot Kilo.
Hey, Roger, Steve, no problem, my friend. You're 5-9 here in Clarksville, Indiana as well. Time to good afternoon to you over in West Palm Beach, Florida. Beautiful signal coming this way, Steve, over.
Excellent, excellent. I heard you coming in maybe about 20 minutes ago, and the signal was extremely loud, so I wanted to just say hello. So I've just been sticking around on frequency.
Hey, Roger on that there. Well, hello to you. Hello to you, Steve. And you got a nice signal coming this way as well. You ready for Thanksgiving, over? Hey, Roger on that there. Well, good deal, my friend. Well, I'm sure that you guys are going to have a great time out that way. And you're sounding good, my friend, here. 5-9 here in Clarksville, Indiana. Very, very nice audio. Hey, a lot of stations out here, Steve, so I'm going to keep it moving. Thank you so much for the contact, and I hope to catch you again down the log there, my friend. Kilo 2, Sierra Alpha Delta, KJ4, Zulu Mike Victor. Clear on your final, Steve.
Thank you so much for making the contact. I love you.
7-3, my friend. Let's take another one. KJ4, Zulu Mike Victor, QRZ.
KJ4 Zulu, Mike Victor, Kilo 5 Tango Radio.
Kilo 5 Tango Radio, the mobile station, stand by, you be next. Kilo 5 Tango Radio, top of the good afternoon to you, George, KJ4 Zulu, Mike Victor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's your name?
Yeah, name here is Terrence. Name is Terrence. I'm located in Clarksville, Indiana. And the call again is Kilo Japan 4 Zulu Mike Victor. Roger.
Okay, KJ 4 Zulu Mike Victor, K5TR. Good afternoon. You already got my name. Located west of Austin, Texas, in a small city called Johnson City, Texas. About 40 miles west of Austin. You're 5'9 plus 20 here. Nice big signal this afternoon. KJ4 Zulu Mike Victor, K5TR.
Roger, roger on that there. I tell you what, you're 5'9 plus 20 as well. Beautiful signal, nice audio, George. What you running over?
Oh, I'm running a Elecraft K3 transceiver. I'm running a 1500 watt amplifier, and I'm running a pair of six element Yagis at about 85 feet over 45 feet.
Well, that explains it then. I'm going to send you the bill in the mail, man, because I need my windows repaired there, Roger. Doing a great job, man. You ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I guess. Now I'm trying to warm up the radios here. I'm going to play around in the sweepstakes contest this weekend and make a few contacts, and then I'll worry about Thanksgiving, I guess.
Hey, Roger, Roger, on that there. Nice pictures, too, man. I'm looking at all your pictures there, and how you got the tower and everything employed with the hazer. Man, I tell you, that is one of the best inventions for a tower. To be able to lower things and raise things up, man, using a hazer and all of that, man. Beautiful signal. Thank you so much for the contact. I really appreciate it there. And happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. And we'll look for you again down the log, over.
All right, Terrence, very good. Well, good to hear you on the bands. And what are you using for an antenna?
You're going to be surprised, man. I'm actually using a 40-meter homebrew Delta Loop antenna that I built. I built this antenna about 3 years ago, just the workhorse of the station. I love wire antennas, man. I think they're phenomenal. There, Roger?
Okay, very good. Yep, well, it's amazing what you can do with a little bit of wire. I'm always amazed at how well my wire antennas work, and always fun to get on the bands. All right, Terrence, well, have a good afternoon. Sounds like you're having fun here on the band. And sounds like you're getting out well to all parts of the country, so that's really nice. KJ4 Zulu Mike Victor, K5TR.
Take care, George. All the best, and all the best to you and the family. Happy, happy holidays to you. And who's the mobile station out there? I heard a mobile station. Can I have your call again, please? Kilo Bravo 5 Romeo Uniform Romeo Stacy. Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? Certainly appreciate all the flowers there, Stacy. You're sounding great as well. Beautiful signal coming into Clarksville, Indiana, 5'9 plus 10 here. No problem at all. Copy your station. Good deal on the 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Nice and warm out there in the Star State. In Lancaster, Texas. How far is that from, Dallas? That's the only reference I know. Not very familiar with Texas. All I know is your football team that I don't like to say the name there, Roger. That's your team, man. I'm an Eagle guy. That's why I'm just messing with you, man. I'm an Eagle. I love the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Stacy, you sound like you're a base station, man. Are you mobile?
The 85 RV at almost 60 feet. and I put it on a 10-foot mast so I could turn it, and it was easily better than the G5RV. And later I put it up at 25 feet, ultimately had it up.
Okay.
Number one, A is your power, then your call sign, and then what comes after the call sign? Go ahead.
I had an AM input and an FM, and then I could just tune the FM out. It worked pretty good for me. So, I started out building
check with the 1 Alpha NY9X and
it's working on it. I'll bet you everybody else is going to want to use it while they can. So,
continue calling CQ for Summits on the Air from Whiskey 4 Victor Hotel Bravo 031. Kilo Romeo 7, Romeo Kilo, you're 5-5, that is 5-5 into HB 031. All right, thanks a lot. Copy that 4-3, and you have a good one. This is CAP 4 POT. CQ Soda, this is Kilo India 4, Papa Oscar Tango calling CQ for Summits on the Air from Whiskey 4 Victor Hotel Bravo 031.
Summit to Summit.
This is Kilo Julia 7, November Oscar Zulu for Summit to Summit.
Kilo Julia, I didn't catch the rest of the call sign. Could you repeat, please?
November Oscar Zulu.
Oscar Zulu, hey, what summit are you located at?
I'm on Whiskey 7 Alpha Slash Alpha Echo 4044.
Okay, copy Whiskey 7 Alpha, Alpha Echo 044, and I am at Whiskey 4 Victor, Hotel Bravo 031. Did you copy that? Okay, you're about a 5-1, that is 5-1, and again, my summit designator is Whiskey 4 Victor, Hotel Bravo 031. All right, you do the same. Thanks a lot for the contact. This is CAF4POT. CQ Soda, this is Kilo India 4, Papa Oscar Tango calling CQ for Summits on the Air from Whiskey 4 Victor Hotel Bravo 031.
Kilo 5 Tango Radio. Kilo 5 Tango Radio.
Yeah, copy Kilo 5 Tango Radio. Sorry, I was writing it down. Yeah, you're a strong 5-9 up here on the summit. Alright, thanks a lot. Yeah, we're up here on Summit 2810 in the George Washington National Forest.
Alright, well, very good.
Up 5-4.
fine.
All right, thanks for the contact, and have a good one. This is KI4POT.
Well, have a good afternoon. KI4POT, K5 Tango Radio.
CQ Soto, CQ Soto, this is Kilo India 4, Papa Oscar Tango calling CQ for summits on the air from Whiskey 4 Victor Hotel Bravo 031.
You kind of know what to expect there. As long as you can copy the call sign, you got it kind of made there.
Hey, you know, and it had that 10-minute timer built into it. I used to use that religiously.
But if you just stop listening to the calls there, well, you can listen a few times there, but don't dare call CQ if you got a good antenna and all that, because you'll be swamped with all of them. Go ahead.
A notice, so to speak. Oh.
One two three four 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 four.
CQDX, CQ Delta X-ray, CQ15DX. This is November 4, Whiskey Foxtrot Uniform, North Carolina.
Were full size half wave antennas. They were doing an S5.
Happy Thanksgiving.
A brand new rough.
Thing, and you know, it's, of course, you know, it's the noise canceling one that let's see, what do I have? The, I had the OM 2000A Auto-Tune amp. That was a nice amp, but the Auto-Tune you know, seemed to fault every once in a while. So yours isn't the Auto-Tune, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's a 2500A, but it's the one that has the servos. It's not the latest one.
Okay. Yeah, did you have any faults with it?
Every once in a while, but not... what I've noticed, though, is sometimes if you let it auto-tune and you jump band, like, you know, going from whatever to whatever, it doesn't really matter, like, you know, 20 to 40, that if I don't peak it up a little bit, you know, I get, hey, you're splattered and whatever, and I've got to kind of touch it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I just, had, you know, mine kept faulting just a little bit more than I wanted it to. but it, you know, I used it for, you know, probably some years, and then I was over at my brother's house, and he had a KGA 1500, and I was like, well, that makes really nicely with the K3s I was running, so I sold the OM and bought this KPA 1500, so it's a nice amp, and it, you know, falls every once in a while, but not near as many times as I had the other one fall, but it's always good to keep that on when you're switching around or jumping spots and stuff like that, because I always run assisted, so that's how
Well, you know, especially on CW, you know how Sunday afternoons are. They're just terribly slow. Like I said, it's not much better on phone, but it's a little bit better. You know, you at least, you know, maybe coax some contacts out of some people, you know, that aren't really in the contest, walk them through it. So, hey, Jack, I'm going to let you go. I got to do a couple more things around here. Actually, for the first time, I'm not working on an antenna an hour before the contest, so that's amazing, but I got a couple things to do around here for my wife to keep her happy for the weekend, so I got to go. She is, I think we're up to like 50 chickens now. She went chicken crazy, so she puts up with my ham radio, you know, operating contest and whatever, and I put up with all her chickens, and she does most of the work, about 98% of it, but she needs help with something out there with her chickens. She just asked me about 15 minutes ago, so she said she'd be ready for me in about 15 or 20 minutes, so I guess it's about that time. So good luck, and I'll see you on the bands, either on 40 or 80, I would suspect, unless we get some short skip on 20, which is great for me, but like I said, I just don't know. The band seems a little unstable today, but we'll find out. 73, take care. W4NF, N4OX.
Okay, very good, Jay. N4OX, W4NF. Good luck to you. Have fun. Yeah, go take care of those honeydews. And my wife's very understanding. It actually comes down and brings me food sometimes, or most of the time when I'm contesting. So, love her dearly. Okay, take care. Have fun. N4OX, W4NF.
While you're out there in the chicken yard, I think you should put up another antenna.
Who might that be?
K5TR.
Oh, jeez. K5TR, I'm going to whine because my first 6 hours were, I only made 1,000 contacts in my first 6 hours.
It's rough.
Jeez. Carry on with K5TR and, you know, I always concede the win at the start, you know, Jack, it's just easier that way.
Well, good luck. Have fun with the chickens there. K5TR, W4NF.
W4NF, K5TR. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing? Let's see, you're about 10 over S9 here. Nice signal. Name's Jack, Stan Alpha, Charlie Kilo.
Okay, Jack, well, let me switch off the Florida antenna onto something that's pointed more in your direction.
Yeah, let's see. I'm pointing about due west right now, a little bit off you, but running the K4 and KPA 1500 at 1500 watts. I have a two stack of Force 12 C3Es at you.
Hey, well, very good. Well, you're about 20 over 9 here.
Yeah, you're 20 over now also. So do you have
stacks in different directions. I've looked at your antenna farm before. It's very impressive. So, but are you just switching between stacks then?
Well, I mean, I have antennas in different directions. Typically, I run an antenna northeast and one northwest. On this band, I have a pair of six-element Yagis at like 85 feet and 45 feet, pointed more or less northeast, and then I also have a six-element Yagi at 80 feet pointed to the northwest.
Yeah, very good. That's excellent. Yeah, I don't have that much hardware. Get a single tower with a three stack of C3Es on it, and a two-element Cushcraft at 75 feet, and dipole on 80. My dipole is about 100 feet in a big tulip poplar, so that's nice. That works very well. And then on 160, which I'm not on, not going to be on this contest, but 160, I have a inverted L with, let's see, I think I have 60-some radials out on that good.
Where are you located?
Manassas, Virginia.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I mean, you don't really need a whole lot of antennas for this contest. I mean, obviously, having big antennas doesn't hurt, but you don't need huge antennas. And in fact, probably from where you are, you really don't need big antennas at all. I operated this contest a couple of years ago from Ohio and from Cleveland. It was very interesting to do the contest from Cleveland. I'd say that the bulk of my contacts were probably made on a 40-meter dipole that was 40 feet high.
Yeah, well, I have one of those up too, so that's what I run during the day. So just leave the two-element 40 pointed out west, and then just run the dipole, which is about 40, 45 feet, and oriented, you know, to favor north and south. You know, use that during the day a lot, and they're about the same during the day. So, I'm only going to be on 20, 40, and 80 during this contest. I don't even, you know, if I go to 15, it's usually on Sunday morning to pick up Virgin Islands or something like that, you know. So, you know, if I make 15 contacts on that band, I'm surprised.
Yeah, although I would expect 15 to be a little better this year, just judging on how it's been the last couple of months. In that, I'm sure that there's a lot of West Coast stations that will be on 15 that would be easy pickings.
Yeah, but they're granted they come through great and such, but I've never been able to sustain a run on 15 meters during this contest out towards the west. With the K7LL, he just sits there and runs, but there's a ton of East Coast stations that. That he's hitting into, so with me pointing out west, it's just not the same. So I usually start on 20, go to 40 and 80, and that's about it.
Yeah, I was thinking more of picking up just contacts on search and pounce, but yeah, I can understand. I mean, that makes sense. I would think that most years 40 and 80 are the big bands, and if you get some decent short skip on 20, then it can be a good band too, probably for you.
Yeah, yep, very true. So yeah, I'm just looking at last year's score. I wasn't here. I let a couple of my friends run it multi-year, and they did like 550 Qs on 80 and almost 600 on 20. 40 was a little bit down, and 14 whole Qs on 15, so they were probably looking at picking up a couple of the straggler molts, you know, Northwest Territories or something that'll poke through every once in a while on that band. So okay, very good. So hey, would you mind listening to my CQ and see how that sounds?
Sure.
Thanks, here it goes. CQ contest, CQ contest. Whiskey 4 November Fox, Whiskey 4 November Fox.
That sounds fine.
Okay, appreciate it. So, yeah, I'm running the K4 now, and I just got about, 3-4 weeks ago, so I think I got the equalizer set and the processor set okay, so. And then I started fooling around with this mod mic uni thing that I attached to the side of my Bose headsets, and I started doing that yesterday and gave up on it, so I'm sure I'll get it, and I just like using my Bose noise canceling. I use those on CW all the time.
Yeah, I use a pair of QC25s and have for many years now. What, I have a window AC unit in here, and of course there's amplifiers and other fans going, so it's kind of noisy. So I don't know what it is about your transmit audio. The CQ actually sounded better than your live audio, and I'm not sure. It almost sounds like there's a little tiny bit of distortion on the peaks, and I'm not sure why that is. It sounds a little rough. It's hard for me to describe. And then the next question I have is, what was the problem with the mod mic? I've been using one of those for years, so I'm just curious what issues you were having.
Well, hold on. Let me just turn down this compression a little bit, see if that helps. So let's see. It was a 10, so now I have it at about 6, and I might be driving this thing a little bit hard, but I'll just leave it at that. So right now the compression's at 6, and I just got the thing in the mail the other day, like 2 days ago, and got it put onto the side of my Bose, but where I was able to hook it, it was coming to like the side of my cheek, so I couldn't even get it to like the corner of my mouth. And so it seemed like, I mean, I was hardly able to drive the thing, and then I turned on the, the K4 has a microphone preamp, so I turned that on, but I didn't want to try to run that, and I couldn't, I don't know, so I was just messing around with it. I was like, I'm not going to try this until I've, mastered this thing, and I didn't have any, sample transmit equalizer settings to even try it with. I couldn't. I was looking around for people's settings to see what might be good to start with the K3 or K4. So I just put it aside for right now. I'm sure it'll work. My brother's using it. And my brother is Bill W4RM, and he's been using it, and he used it during CQ Worldwide, and he said it was great. So. With his K3, so it's just a matter of me getting the thing situated better on my set of headphones, so I can get the mic just a little bit closer to the corner of my mouth, and then just getting the settings right going.
Okay, very good. Well, you're peaking like 30/9 now, but I'm still hearing some roughness. Did you turn on the bias on the bias power on the microphone on the K3?
Yeah, I did. So, it was actually transmitting it, but as I said, I could not do it. The mic, was coming to, like, the side of my cheek because where I mounted the thing on the side of the Bose headset. So I need to mount it a little bit differently so I at least get it closer to the corner of my mouth. And I did have the bias on, so... But I didn't know where at all to set the transmit equalizer settings to drive the thing properly.
Okay, very good. Well, so I have mine's about at the corner of my mouth, and I can't remember. I've reshaped a few of them. I've got a couple of them around here. I've moved the little mount around and bent the tube or whatever it is a little bit differently on some of them to get it a little bit longer if you need it. And then it's on the QC25s, I found it way down in the corner right at the edge, so I don't know, it seems to have worked pretty well. And I can run through these settings if you want. So on band 1, which is I think 50 hertz, I'm running +3. And on band 2, I'm running +3, which is 100 hertz. And band 3 is 200 hertz, and I'm running +0, so it's 0 there. on 4, which is 400 hertz, I'm 0. 5, which is 800 hertz, I'm running plus 5. And 6, which is 1.6, I'm running plus 6. And 7, which is 2.4, I'm running plus 4. And on 8, which is 3.2, I'm running plus 7.
Okay, very good. So I'll try something like that, after next week when I get a little bit more time and can play with this and remount it where I think it needs to be now. I've, made my first mounting mistake, so I'll pry that one off, and I have another sticky thing here, so I'll try that and try out these settings there. So I turned down my my gain a little bit also, and I turned down the compression. Audio still sounded a little ragged at the end, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you sound like in person, so I would say turn it back up to wherever you had it the last time, because whatever you're doing doesn't seem to be changing the quality that I, the thing that I'm hearing.
Okay, very good. So that mic is at there.
This is K5TR.
K5TR, this is Whiskey 4 November Foxtrot. So, yeah, it's back where it was. I might be pushing this mic a little bit hard here, so but move it away from my mouth a little bit more. So, okay, well, something to play with some more of, and I always have a hard time listening to myself, on the monitor and seeing if that's okay or not. But we'll go with this, and I don't think I'm splattering or anything, so it should be good.
So, do you have a windscreen on that microphone?
Yeah, I do. It's the one, that Heil has, the round little thing over it.
Okay, very good. Well, sounds fine. You're nice and loud now. The band's up a bit. You're, like I said, you're like 30 over 9 for the last several transmissions.
Well, that seems to be good. So, hopefully there's a whole heck of a lot of people out there. So, yeah, CW's always tough, slogging out those last hours there. So, how many cues did you make in CW?
I didn't make any contacts in CW. N5RZ came over here and operated the contest, and I forget, he made, what did he make? I think close to 1,500.
Yeah, that's nice. I always struggle just to get 1,100 out of here, so, but, I don't know. That's a tough one. A lot of guys, I don't use two radios anymore. I gave that up a number of years ago, and so I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to it here since I'm retired and have a little bit more time and can concentrate on it a little bit more. But it just got to be too much, and I don't know. So I just didn't put it in enough time to make it worthwhile. I didn't concentrate on mastering the techniques. Go ahead.
Well, it certainly takes practice. I'm not necessarily convinced that everybody can do it as well as everybody else. I mean, it does take some amount of practice, and then I think that there's probably some amount of, and maybe if you practice enough, you can learn this. But I mean, listening to two audio streams and being able to shift focus back and forth effectively and not make things worse for you can be hard. I think also sometimes I think that also there's that you need to know when to not be doing it. I've seen guest ops here, and I've seen people that they can get distracted by the second radio, and actually they'd be better off just focusing on a single band and maximizing the rate there than trying to slot in some contacts on the other band. Certainly in contests like sweepstakes, where the exchange is long, it can be very hard to make second radio contacts. On sideband, it can be pretty difficult to slot in second radio QSOs. I do some amount of second radio stuff, but not nearly as much as I would do in some other contests that have a short exchange, like CQ Worldwide or WPX or something.
Yeah, especially those that you don't even really need to concentrate on the exchange. concentrate on the single frequency. So, but later on, it's definitely doable to pick up some on the second VFO, you know. So, okay, I'm going to head on out, go upstairs, and make sure everything's okay before I sit down here for a number of hours. But best of luck to you, and I'm sure we'll work I'm sure we'll work. K5TRW4NF.
All right, well, very good. Well, good luck and have fun. And see you on the bands here. W4NF, K5TR.
7-3, kicker.
Station.
K5TR, K5TK.
Is it Kilo Golf 5 something?
Kilo Golf 5, Victor Kilo.
At KG5VK, K5TR. Good afternoon. You're about 5-3 here.
Yeah, you're about, not at 4, George. I'm in North Texas, so we're so close to each other. Just wanted to say hi. Look forward to working in the contest.
Yep, look forward to seeing you on the bands. Where are you located?
I am 30 miles south of Paris, Texas.
Okay, very good. Well, great. Well, I hope to see you on one of the bands this weekend.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly copying you rather well, so that's a positive thing for this content. It's normally the short hauls that end up being the hard ones to get. Hi, hi.
But yeah, definitely, depending on the band conditions, can be very tough to work. These 200 to 400-mile paths can be kind of painful. All right, well, very good. Hope to see you on the bands. KG5VK, K5TR.
You guys doing multi-op or single-op?
I'll be single-op.
Okay, I assume you're doing two. Single-op unlimited, 5 hours?
Yes.
All right, we'll see you then, George. Take care.
KG5VK, out. K5TR, AJ1G. Hey,
George. AJ1G something, you're 5-3 or so here in Texas. My name is George.
Okay, George. AJ1G, you're good luck in the contest. You're 5-9.
Okay, thanks a lot. Is it Alpha Juliet 1 Golf Mobile?
Yes, I am mobile.
But do I have your call sign correct, AJ1G?
That's correct, Alpha Juliet 1 Golf Mobile. What?
To call the pickup at a good old Webster Band Center antenna on the back.
Okay, very good. You kept disappearing on the last letter of the call. Well, it's sounding okay. You're doing okay from the truck.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's Golf America, Japan 1 Germany, Alpha Juliet 1 Golf.
Okay, very good. Well, you're sounding fine from the truck. Nice to hear you here on the band.
Yeah, go on Webster Bandstand. They're all 10 meters on 80 meters. Go on this band.
10 meters, 10 meters, UEO, Arizona.
I'm not familiar with that antenna, but it sounds interesting. And you've faded down here on me, and I probably should run off here and not sit here for the next couple hours. I should probably do some other things before the sweepstakes starts, since I'll be sitting here for a few more hours after it starts. But anyway, thanks for the report from the mobile. Drive carefully out there and hope to see you on the bands. AJ1G Mobile, K5 Tango Radio.
K5 Tango Radio, AJ1G
Well, it sounds like a real antenna.
Yes, please. It's already gone. I'll try later. Catch you guys later. W7EO is clear.
CQ, 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 this is KK4VJX.
You're out of the U.S. phone band.
What's that again?
You're outside of the U.S. phone band by 10 kilocycles.
Thank you.
¿Le contesto la pregunta que me hizo?
Okay, well, good to hear you from
Hoopstick. Anyways, 7-3, my friend.
Going over to the northwest there, but you're plenty loud. Name is Mike in Des Moines, Iowa, and we'll certainly be looking for you over the weekend. Over.
Yeah, you bet, Mike. Yeah, we've got a great signal here now. You know what 15 meters has been like recently?
You know, it's been terrible since worldwide there, but I listened today, just a little bit ago before I came over here, and the W6s were real loud here, and I heard the VE6 and VE7, so it very well may be open your way. Go ahead. Well, we really appreciate it, and you're really loud down here, so I'm pretty sure I'll catch you. I'll be looking for you early. 73s.
Yeah, you got 73,
go ahead.
I know. It's just hopefully things will be fairly reasonable. I'm not much of a contester at all. In fact, I'm going to be using the N1MM logger for the first time, and I don't type that fast. I can copy CW at 30 words a minute, but it doesn't matter because I can only type at 10 or.
I think there's several that have very similar things, but it's good audio. It's a little bassy.
Richmond Hill, Georgia.
Well, I'm not trouble copying you at all. Even when the signal was down, had a very, very good, audio call.
Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu 9, Zulu Uniform, QSL.
Parking okay. I love this Pro 3.
Warmed up the radio.
Talking to you again. W9RG is clear.
Sounds good. You have a good one. KC2BAP. We'll
look over here. W9RG listening.
K5WA.
Oh, good copy there. Lovely audio. So I guess that means that things are working pretty much like they should, right, Bob?
So far. We'll see. This is the first time I've had a pair of K4s in front of me. And so we'll see how it does. I'm not normally on sideband, so everything is kind of new to me, but the mic is working. And I'm sorry you got me to disadvantage. I forgot your name. WIRGK5WA.
K5WA, W9 Romeo Golf. Okay, very fine. I don't really have to, but just for the heck of it, oops, almost said that other word. For the heck of it, I'll bring the antenna around just to see how many DBOs over S9 you really are. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you're running 20 to 25 over, so you're doing pretty good job on that end too. So, and sounding good. The audio is nice and crisp, and everything's lovely. Yeah. Well, I don't know how long you've been listening, but anyway, enjoying some decent weather. Actually, took the cat out for a little while today, and he's a little one-eyed guy that we don't turn loose outside by himself. So, you know, if it goes beyond putting on a coat and my hat and that sort of thing, you know, we don't go out. We've had some 30, 40 mile an hour winds around here the last couple of days, and it was overcast and, you know, high of about 40 degrees and, you know, with the feels like in the 30s. So, you know, kitty's got to tough it and stay in under those circumstances, guys.
Well, you're telling me you've got the cat with the world's largest bladder, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got two litter boxes in the house from one cat. We used to have about three, but a couple of years ago, we within about a year, we lost all three of them. You know, age, one was 19, and the boys were both 16, and they both had cancer and all that good stuff. So then we got this little guy. So yeah, life is pretty easy keeping up with one. Well, except the three were so laid back, and we'd been together so long. They were really pretty low maintenance, and we did let them go out and run a little on their own. But we live in a subdivision in the country outside of the little town of Monticello, which is about 140 miles south of Chicago and about 50 miles from the Illinois-Indiana border. So we're down here in good old east of central Illinois. And about a block north of the subdivision, well, actually across a block north of me, across the street from the subdivision, is that was a cornfield this year. So that's and the river's behind us about half a mile or so. So that's kind of how we're situated.
Ah,
mi nombre es Ricardo. Rich, R-I-C-H.
Real good, Rich. Sorry, my contest database doesn't keep me coordinated like all these guys with good cross-year databases. They can pull up names and it's integrated to QRZ.com. Well, I'm just a very simple N1NM user, and if I didn't work you in this contest, I don't know your information, so it's a little primitive here. Well, good. Well, I'm just, I'm not allowed to have animals at my house. My wife was a duck farmer's daughter, and animals were to be eaten or sold. And I just didn't like the taste of dogs, so we don't have any animals at the house. And that keeps me out of trouble. But I come up here to the station to operate, and I've got cows out in the field and all kinds of stuff. There's 100 acres up here of a friend of mine that just let me go crazy with antennas on his property. But just set up for food sakes, and I'm sure we'll see you a lot. Big signal down here in Texas.
Oh, you probably won't, because I'll probably be up on 17 meters. You know, I've never really gotten into contesting. I mean, I know a couple of the guys in this area are. By this area, I mean 60, 70 miles from me. K9CT and WB9Z, Jerry, you know, those guys are into it up through their belly buttons, but I've just never really gotten into to contesting. I will get in and work some friends and stuff during the contest occasionally, but that's about it. I guess I just can't convince myself to sit in the same place that long. You know, Mama thought we were getting rid of, that was the last of our cats when we got rid of the other one, and my daughter drug this little guy home from the vet. He'd got in the way of a weed whacker, I guess, and somebody had brought him in, so we took him on. And so she wasn't real happy with me. But we're relegated pretty much to the basement area, which is as big as the rest of the house, but, you know, the upper level, but that's okay. So we're down here in the basement, and he didn't get to go upstairs very often at all. So and if she wants to see him, then she comes down to visit him. Yeah, very fine. Well, you're obviously big signal and great audio, so you should do well in the contest. I thought I recognized the call. It doesn't seem that we have ever worked as well. This log only goes back to '89, but part of the reason I'm linked with the the system on QRZ is I have a nasty habit of turning call signs around. You know, that's probably why I'd be terrible in a contest. And so when, you know, I pull up K5WA and it says it's Robert Evans in Houston, and I call you Bob and ask about Houston, and you acknowledge it, and I figure I got the right call sign in there. Anyway, we'll keep you. But good to talk to you. Nice little say, lovely 5-9 signals, great audio. Take K5WA, WNRG.
Thanks, Rich. Well, you take care. Yeah, you're in
the neighborhood of the
big time contestors.
WNRG
has been for a long time. And I just try to stay in the rearview mirror as much as possible.
Take care. Have fun. And thanks
for
the contest. W9RG, K5WA,
will
be clear with you.
See you later.
W9RG, K5TR. K5 Tango Romeo from W9RG. Oh, Galway G, how's it going, George?
It's going all right, Rich. You got a big signal. You're 40 over 9, sometimes louder. I've been listening to you talking to Bob there for a little while, and sometimes you're almost 50 over 9 here, big signal. And looking at the picture of Blade here on the computer, and I'm doing the same thing Bob is doing. I'm dialing around the bands, making sure my radio works, because I get on for a few hours here in the sweepstakes. Anyway, just wanted to say that you have a fantastic sounding signal here on the band. W9RG, K5TR.
Okay, well, you're doing the same. You're just really, I'm sure it's probably a combination of power and conditions between us are excellent. I just worked a guy a while ago on the running QRP, and he was S9 or a little better on the East Coast, so... Yeah, we got some decent propagations, at least states. I don't know how they'll hold up for DX, and I'm not even sure which contest you guys getting cranked up for.
Oh, this is the ARRL sweepstakes contest, so it's just domestic.
Oh, okay. Well, then that should be a good deal. It sounds like domestic propagations are pretty decent, and the nice thing I've noticed so far today, the QSB has not been as bad as it has some days. Even with the QRP guy, he only, you know, varied in about 15 minutes we talked between about S7 and S9, so that's a good sign, because I tell you, that's been the big bugaboo here. If guys running 100 watts in a dipole, you start out great, and all of a sudden, you know, 10 minutes later, he's gone.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds pretty stable at the moment. So. Like I said, you've been hanging up there very, very well, so it's doing really well. I'm curious what you're using for an antenna.
Oh, gosh, I would say it's older than you are, but I think you're probably older than 30. One. I use a 31-year-old Mosley Pro 57.
Okay, very good. Well, it's all working well.
31 there, George.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you older than 31?
I am.
I kind of figured, you know. I will mention the audio is... just a touch to the high side as far as sound, so I don't know whether that's your voice or, you know, a lot of DX or Slice contesters kind of tuned their audio to be just a little on the high side, since it, you know, penetrates a little better and the low end doesn't do you all that much good to be high-flying a contest, does it?
Well, I probably have the highs turned up a little bit. I do have a lot of lows, I think, turned up in this audio as well. And I don't know, it seems to, I've messed with it over the years using this microphone, and it seems to work mostly okay, so I'm scared to do much more to it.
Oh, I'd leave it alone. You know, it's not objectionable. Some guys get the high so high that, you know, it sounds like somebody jerked their shorts up, but no, yours is just a little bit that way, and it's nice, crisp audio. It's should do just fine in the contest, but then, heck, you probably already knew that since this isn't your first rodeo.
I've done a few of them. All right, well, Rich, it's good to talk to you, and pet the cat. I may go inside and pet the cat.